Boys, it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Welcome to Family Feud, everybody. I've got a special announcement, and I'm so proud of our Family Feud team because tonight's our 100th episode! Having a ball and loving every second making the show. We're so glad you're enjoying it as well. And just like every night, we'll be asking some big questions. But tonight, even though it's our birthday, we're going to be giving away some pretty serious presents and what a present is going to be. Now, both of tonight's families do not know this yet, but I'm telling them for the first time right now that as a very special 100th birthday treat, the family that gets to 300 points tonight will win a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander SUV. Just tonight on our special 100th birthday edition of Family Feud. So let's meet our two families now who'll be battling it out for that beautiful car. First up from Queensland, it's the McCullough family. News just in. Yay. Important announcement. Don't know whether you just heard.
I did, uh-huh. And I'm pretty happy about it.
Yay! Who's on board this team of yours?
My brother, Sean. My lovely husband, Jeremy. And my cousin, or my brother from another mother, Chris.
Great to have you guys with us. And ready to take them on tonight in this titanic tussle from New South Wales, it's the Hawkins family. Win one night, win a car. Doesn't get any better than that. Happy birthday, us.
Yes.
Are you excited?
Yes.
All right. Introduce us, if you will.
I have my fiancé, Quinnan. My sister-in-law, Emma, and my sister, Natasha.
Righto, let's get this underway. Happy birthday, everybody. Team captains, let's play the feud. Woo. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something you associate with a surprise party. Sandra?
Cake.
A cake? Woo. Shannon, name something you associate with a surprise party.
Hiding.
Hiding is good. Hiding is bad. Pass or play, Cassandra?
Play.
I'm going to play. Play. Cool. Britton, how are you, man?
Grant, nice to meet you.
Something you associate with a surprise party?
I'd have to say, balloons.
Let's have a look. Good job. Nice. Emma, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
You're a wag.
I'm a wag. I hate the term, but I'm a wag.
It's not a great term, is it?
No, it's not.
So, who are you a wag to?
Jamie Soward.
Wow. NRL player for Penrith Panthers.
Yes.
That's awesome. Something you associate with a surprise party?
Guests.
Guests is good.
You'd want them there.
Tash. Are you a Tash or a Tosh?
Tash.
Tash it is. Yes. Something you associate with a surprise party?
Presents.
Presents are good. Let's have a look. Nice.
You're going all right, Cassandra?
So far, so good.
Something you associate with a surprise party?
Streamers.
Streamers. To decorate the place.
Of course.
Hey.
The audience went,
ooh. Take that, audience. It was on the board.
Quinton. Yes, candles. For the cake.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I'm thinking, was it a mood lighting thing? But on a cake. What am I thinking? I'm not thinking. Oh. Emma, first strike.
Birthday.
Surprise party. Yeah. Could be a birthday party. Whoa. Two left, Cash.
No.
Two left.
Uh-huh. And I believe it may be music.
It could be music.
Mm-hmm.
Of all kinds. Second strike. OK, McCullough's could steal. Have a think. Cassandra.
This is a tough one.
Don't breathe on me.
Sorry.
You stressing out or are you freaking out?
Just a
touch. Eastman. Oh,
I know.
It's so hard. I've got to win a car tonight. It's intense. It's a big
night. It is. It's very important, see?
Something you associate with the surprise party, young ladies. Two left.
When people yell out, surprise.
You say? Yeah. Surprise! If there's ever a night to really perform on the show, tonight's a night.
Yes.
We couldn't make it easier to win a car. If you knock out number eight, that's a great head start to do that. Quentin.
I'm going to say dancing.
Dancing's not bad. Let's see it on the board. Ooh, it's a cooler. Chris.
I'm going to go champagne.
Jeremy, nice.
Party poppers.
Excellent. Sean.
The guest of honour.
A guest of honour, and some wonderful options from your team.
My heart says party poppers because I love a good party popper. It's so fun.
Party poppers to get you guys a nice steal and a handy lead on our night to win a car, our 100th episode. Let's see if it's there. No, it doesn't. So Hawkins grabbed the points. This is what we're looking for, number eight. The shock of being surprised at the surprise party. Of course it is. So 73 goes to Hawkins. That's the nice little lead in the night of nights. It's car night tonight. And a big Friday night. And don't forget that this is a very special 100th episode of Family Feud, where tonight's family are going to be driving home in that birthday present that we've been talking about, the Mitsubishi Outlander. And this is what she looks like. Now, this family SUV seats five comfortably and is packed with features including touchscreen audio, CVT auto with paddle shift and eco drive support. Now, for everyone playing along at the home, I want the top answer to this one. Describe an activity that mums traditionally do with their daughters. We'll come back on this fantastically fabulous 100th episode of Family Feud in just a moment. Here on Family Feud, where for a special birthday treat, tonight's two families are competing for the chance to win a fantastic Mitsubishi Outlander, and all they need to do is just be the first to get to 300 points. Now, before the break, I asked, describe an activity that mums traditionally do with their daughters. Now, the top answer was...
Shopping!
Well done, everybody. Sean, Quentin, let's play the feud.
Come on, buddy.
We surveyed 100 people, and the top seven answers are on the board. Name a place you might win something. Sean.
Races.
At the races. Quinton.
Casino.
Casino's good. Casino's great. Well, there's a little bit of talking under the breath here of going, no, should have passed, should have passed. Is that right, Emma?
That's a little bit right.
Why? What are your concerns?
I just think there's a lot of answers there.
You think there's a bit of work to do up
there? Yeah.
Name a place you might win something.
Bingo.
Yeah. Yeah, of course you would. It's bingo. Competition. Bingo.
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 Yes!
Nice. Cash.
Possibly a raffle, like a school raffle.
You might win a raffle. First try. Cassandra, what was it like growing up with your brothers and sisters? Were they nice to you?
No.
What do you
Being
mean?
Being the youngest, I always got made fun of or dobbed on or made do all the crappy jobs around the house.
Like, what would they do to you? Say, as a practical joke, what did they think was funny that clearly was not funny for you?
Well, every January when we go on holidays, we'd always, you know, stop halfway and get out and have some lunch at McDonald's. And this was before they had the sliding doors. It was just the push ones. And they used to think it was funny to go outside and wave to me and call me and, you know, I'd take off.
Straight
into the glass door.
Siblings. Can't live with them. Can't shoot them. Name a place you might win something.
Game show.
Oh, hello. Yes. Nice.
Competition.
Just a general competition, says Quentin. Second strike. McCool's good steal. Emma.
School.
Place you might win something at school. That's not bad. Three strikes, I'm afraid. McCoolers. Chris.
The pub. Poker machines.
Nice. Jeremy.
Pub, but win a meat raffle.
Sean.
TAB.
TAB. Some superb options once again, Shannon.
I think this time I might go with something that I've thought of. Sporting event. So, like at sports day, for instance, when you run a race or...
That sounds pretty legit to me. Let's give it a shot to get you guys on the board. What about that? No! Oh, I'm afraid Hawkins grabbed some more points. That's not bad for them tonight. This is what we're looking for, McCoolers. Number five. Here, 121 of the Hawkins family. That's the point so far right now. Look, we know you love watching Family Feud and you have for 100 episodes, and thank you so much for doing so. But why not play along at home with our official Family Feud game? Simply head to 10play and check out Family Feud for all the highlights and the fun stuff too that goes on behind the scenes as well. It's well worth it. After the break, double points for the next question, which means both families are still in the game. It's an exciting night and 100 birthdays. See you in a sec. Episode tonight, and we're giving away a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander to the family who gets the 300 points first. Don't need to go even on for five nights. Just a car for tonight and tonight only. Yay! Zero over here to the McCoolers so far, but it's early days, so don't stress, team. 121 of the Hawkins, looking pretty sharp though. But remember, double points, okay, for this next question, which means both families are really still in this one. So give me Jeremy, give me Emma, let's do it. We surveyed 100 people and the top five answers are on the board. Name a type of station. Hear me?
Train.
Train station. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Pass the flag. How you doing, Chris?
Oh, not too bad.
Excellent. Type of station, young man?
Petrol station.
Petrol station.
You need them.
Let's do that. Anybody else has noticed, but considering this is like our 100th episode, let's just reflect on a little bit of history of Family Feud. Don't know whether you remember it, but say from the late 80s, early 90s, ladies and gentlemen, the former host, Rob Ruff. Is that really you, Rob?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Shannon, type of station?
I'm going to go upwards and say space station.
Love it. Oh, can't believe it. You guys can't buy any points tonight. Sean.
Well, hopefully we don't get locked up in the here. Police station.
Police station. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Let's do it, Jeremy. Let's do it.
Right. Caravan. I couldn't think of anything, so...
Is that your safety word?
Sure.
When in doubt, just have something.
Out.
And Jeremy says, caravan! Two strikes down, Hawkins. You know what? You've got to have a shot, Jeremy. Even when your mind is completely empty, totally blank, and void of an answer, always say something.
Sorry.
Nice try. Chris.
Oh, I'm an absolute blank after he took caravan because I was blank as well. Car station, I've got nothing. Absolutely nothing.
You know what? When I want to buy a car, I'm going to go down and go to the car station to get one. All right. You got to try. You got to try, McCoolers. So fair point. All right, Hawkins. Look at that. That just clapping, y'all. This is awesome for us.
Radio station.
I can't help but look on the other side to see them go, oh, my God, why didn't I think of that? Emma.
Cattle station.
Cattle station is also creative and ultimately very Australian. Quentin.
Fire station.
Fire station. Sandra.
It's a tough one.
Depends what side of the stage you're on.
True. I'm thinking radio station.
Radio station doesn't sound too bad. Doesn't sound too bad. You have a 121-point lead right now on the night where you get to 300, you get a car. Let's see if radio station gets you closer. Woo!
God.
You got a car.
I'm gobsmacked.
That is amazing. Congratulations. I want to go over here to the McCoolers. Look, Shannon, Sean, Jeremy, Chris. Man, that was a tough round, that last one, wasn't it?
Yes, there's no caravan up for offer.
They would just like a caravan to take home if that's cool. I reckon we can make that work. Maybe they'll tow it home for you with their brand new Mitsubishi. Anyway, look, it's goodbye to you guys. You had a lot of fun. You played very well, but you won't go home empty-handed. We're going to give you guys a bit of a birthday present from us on our 100th episode. It's, look, we haven't told you until now, but you're going to get $10,000 anyway! Yeah! Yeah! That's cool! Good on you guys!
Nice one, mate.
$10,000 for that! It's gotta be a birthday! It's gotta be a birthday! They didn't even get a point! That's how much we love our birthday, and that's how much we love you guys. Thanks for playing. Righto, Hawkins, fast money, come on down! Whoa!
Crazy tonight.
Is it crazy? You guys have a car.
I know.
And you like got there so early. And my voice is really high pitched. That's how excited we are. Let's just bring it down a little now. $10,000 will be an awesome addition to winning a brand new car on our 100th episode. So you head back that way. Our soundproof booth is in there and the music awaits. You and I are going to shoot for some cash. We do it next on this fabulous Friday of Fast Money. Next on The Feud. Don't go anywhere.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Have imagined a better birthday. This is awesome. You enjoying yourselves?
Sure am.
You got a car.
I know.
Yay! Welcome back. It's Fast Money time here in The Feud. Let's see if the Hawkins family can now add some cash to that tally. Now, if you and Tash get 200 points or more between you, you'll win $10,000, okay? Tash is in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers. Look at that. Is that not a happy winner right there? I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Going to give you 20 seconds to answer, okay? Now, if you pass, we'll come back at this time. The clock starts at the end of the first question. You ready?
Yes.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Good luck. Name someone who lives on Sesame Street.
Big Bird.
Name a country where people drink a lot of coffee.
France.
Name something you find in a dog's kennel.
Dog bone.
Name a food that can be oven roasted.
Potatoes.
Name a body part people modify with plastic surgery.
Breasts.
I like how I said breasts.
You did. Let's go. Turn around.
Pardon? Name someone who lives on Sesame Street, you said. Big Bird. The survey says. Country where people drink a lot of coffee. You said
France.
Survey says. Name something you find in a dog's kennel. You said dog's bones. Good. Survey says 34 nuts. Name a food that can be oven roasted. You said potatoes. Survey says. What? This is a dream run right now. You're over the halfway mark with one to go. Name a body part people modify with plastic surgery. You said. Survey says. Wow, Cassandra, head back to family. Clear that board. Tough. Tough. You're really going to have to dig deep. You're going to have to do a lot of the work here. You are going to have to nail the top answer on every one. I think, is that what you need to do when you only need 48 points? 48 points is all you need. No, that's easy.
Okay.
For $10,000. I'm going to ask you the same 5 questions with the second player. It's a little harder, so you get an extra 5 seconds, okay? Mm-hmm. If you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time, and if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound. And I'll ask you to try again. Can we remind everybody of Cassandra's amazing answers? And 25 seconds on the clock too, please. Time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck, Tash.
Thank you.
Name someone who lives on Sesame Street.
Big Bird.
Try again.
Oscar.
Name a country where people drink a lot of coffee.
America.
Name something you find in a dog's kennel.
Dogs.
Name a food that can be oven roasted.
Chicken.
Name a body part people modify with plastic surgery.
Boobs.
Try again.
Nose.
Nose is good. There is electricity in the air tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Name someone who lives on Sesame Street. You said Oscar the Grouch. Survey says 18. Big Bird was the top answer. Cass had that. So we now need 30 for $10,000. This means a little something to you, doesn't it?
Yep.
What are we planning if you win the money?
Shopping.
I thought it might mean something a little deeper than that, but that's cool. That's cool. Do whatever you want with it.
Yep.
Name a country where people drink a lot of coffee.
Yes.
You said
America.
America. Survey says. Italy was the top answer.
Mm-hmm. Italy. Okay.
You only need eight. Girlfriend. Name something you find in a dog's kennel.
The dog.
Which is actually a pretty good answer, right? Yeah, I don't know. I think it is.
Okay.
Depends what 100 people we surveyed thinks. So should we ask them?
Yes.
On this fantastically fabulous Friday night, 100th episode of this show?
Yes, please.
You feeling good?
Mm-hmm.
You feeling great?
Yep.
Are you feeling awesome? Because survey says... Put your hands together for these guys. A big happy birthday to everybody who works on the show. Thanks for watching. So many wonderful prizes given away. 5 cars, nearly $500,000 in prize money. And thank you for watching at home too. The project is coming up now on 10. And don't forget, the Living Room's Christmas special tonight at 7:30. Have a great weekend. I'm Grant Denyer. And guess what? I love you, Australia.